The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Walter Powell from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be reading, to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws for September 29th, 2017. Okay, so don't forget to pay your locker rent. It's $30 per locker, and it's due as soon as possible. Sanction fees are due in the lane envelopes no later than Friday, October the 6th, and sanctions are $22 for all bowlers. Okay, see Ginger if you need some new outlaw clothing. An order will be placed as soon as we have 12 items requested. The world's finest chocolate will be in on October the 13th. It's a smaller shipment with a mixture of bars this year, so get ready. There is a website for the Challenged Athletes Foundation, which many have used in the past to receive funds to enable them to participate in the national bowling tournaments. This year, there is a new grant website, and the link is available. I'll get to that in a little bit. And everyone must register for a new account. The deadline for applications is 5 p.m. Pacific time on December 1, 2017. Recipients will be notified in April 2018 if they receive a grant. Letitia Adams has offered to assist anyone who needs help completing the application, and her phone number, 919-576-3825. And here's a congratulations out there for Letitia Adams, who has recently been approved to purchase a home through the Habitat for Humanity program. And we're extremely excited for Letitia and this opportunity, but she can use our help. When a person is approved to purchase a home through Habitat, the individual must also perform 100 hours of community service towards the construction of the dwelling. Due to known health criteria, Letitia will need assistance serving these hours. So please visit with Letitia at your earliest convenience, and she will alert you as to how you may be able to assist her and the family in satisfying this requirement. We now have information about a celebration of life for John Leslie Seats, known as Les. A memorial service will be held on Saturday, October the 7th, 2017, at the Community United Church of Christ at 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. Family visitation will be held from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., with the service to begin at 3. There will be fellowship with light refreshments afterwards. Should you have questions or need further directions, please contact Jonas Simmons at 919-801-3675. Also, many of you who have been riding cabs in Raleigh for many years will remember Buck when he and his family ran the safety cab. They were a very reliable company, and when you needed to move around the center of the city, they were the best. This family business took several twists over the last 30 years, and Buck has passed away. Walt Disney World, here we come. The Governor Moorhead School for the Blind Choir has been selected to perform at Walt Disney World on December the 5th, 2017. The students need your support to make this trip possible. All donations directly support GMS students traveling to Orlando for this event. The iRetreat, a nonprofit organization serving blind students, is proud to be hosting the GoFundMe page for the students. Okay, celebrating the 60s, and in this case, we're not talking about the period of time between 1959 and 1970. What we're talking about is taking a trip, possibly to Savannah, Georgia, or Charleston, South Carolina, as a group, with members of the group being 60 years of age or older. Now, we recognize that some of our victims of 60 may have spouses or significant others who haven't reached the plateau as of yet, but the focus is celebrating the 60s. Send James, Sharon, or Donna Permar an email letting us know what you think of this, and we're going to begin in the fall looking at packages and taking a trip to either Savannah or Charleston, where we will tour, sail on the river, and enjoy each other's company. This trip will occur in the fall of 2018, therefore we have lots of time to plan, so we eagerly await your input. And we are celebrating the senses at the zoo. On Saturday, October 7th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m., the North Carolina Zoo in Asheboro will offer a special event celebrating senses. It's a celebration of cool sensory animal adaptations and human adaptations. We will be offering 11 stations throughout the park with ASL interpreters and tactile and auditory experiences for the visually impaired. We will also have two quiet zones, one on each side of the park, and special backpacks for noise cancellation and stress that can be checked out. Well, you can reserve your rooms now for the annual CBA tournament and shootout. The Gate City Blind Bowlers have it contracted with Wyndham Garden Hotel in Greensboro, which is located 415 South Swing Road in Greensboro, to be our host hotel for the weekend of November 3, 4, and 5, 2017. The rate is $95 plus tax per night for either a king room or a queen room. Our group rate includes an extensive hot buffet breakfast in the Sunnyside Terrace room, served from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. each morning. The hotel also features Cooper's Ale House, an on-site restaurant that offers lunch and late-night dining along with room service. To reserve your room, please contact the hotel at 336-299-7650 and mention Carolina Bowling Alliance, or mention block code number 96222 to receive your discounted group rate. Please reserve your rooms by October the 6th, 2017. More tournament details will be announced later this summer. Well, there's a Veterans Day celebration. It's a party with a purpose, saluting all veterans. It's an out-of-sight cruise, and it's on land, and it's Saturday, November the 11th, 2017, from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. The Garner Performing Arts Center in Garner, hosted by the Insightful Visionaries and the Blind Veterans Association. Mr. Lee Davis, president of North Carolina Regional Blind Veterans Association, and Carolyn Marshall Covington, president, Insightful Visionaries. Blind Veterans Association is an organization that helps blind veterans increase their knowledge about technology, available services, and materials they need. Insightful Visionaries is a nonprofit organization whose mission is to empower and help facilitate the independence of the blind and visually impaired community. Now, this cruise starts with a bon voyage reception with light hors d'oeuvres, rum punch, and a charity casino for fun. It's showtime in the Visions Lounge from 8 till 9 with live music, singers, dancers, and comedy. After the show, dance the night away with the DJ, and tickets are $20 a person, and they can be purchased at Eventbrite Out of Sight Cruise. Salute a veteran in the souvenir booklet for $25. Place a business card size ad for $50. You got a half a page color ad for $150, or a full page color ad for $300. Support the men and women who dedicated their lives for our country. For more information, call 919-890-0117. So if you're looking for something to do, Raleigh Parks and Recreation, Specialized Recreation, will be holding a beep kickball game on Saturday, October the 7th, from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. Meet at softball field number 1 at Carolina Pines Community Center on Lake Wheeler Road. Register with the Parks and Recreation. You can register for $5. You have door-to-door home transportation in the Raleigh city limits. So for sale now, I have a dining table and chairs. They're wooden with two leaves for the table. It's a medium cherry color, and it's in good condition. It's $200, and if you need that one, you call Miriam Dixon. Okay, GMS will be the location for the first annual Cane Quest event, sponsored by the Braille Institute, on Saturday, October 14, from 8 to 2 on the GMS campus. This event will include students from across North Carolina and will focus on cane travel in a fun and competitive format. As part of the annual White Cane Day recognition, this will be the first Cane Quest in North Carolina. Volunteers are needed for the day's events. Please consider signing up and supporting the event and joining us for what will certainly be a fun experience. William Tubahaya is coordinating this, and if you have questions, you can reach him at 919-332-2745. You'll have an opportunity to serve as a student shadow who will need to provide human guides at times and assist the student in navigating to each station, a score room volunteer, a snack and lunch meal support, in registration, hand out materials like t-shirts and other accessories. When you return your volunteer form, email, please indicate in the body of your note a preference for the type of service you would be willing to provide. It would be helpful if you were open to serving in more than one type of activity, as this will help the coordinator place volunteers as needed. For your participation as a volunteer, you will receive the following: a Cane Quest commemorative t-shirt, a free lunch meal, a great experience, and our eternal gratitude. The North Carolina Friends of the Library, which is a 501c3 entity that supports the North Carolina Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, is initiating a new program to aid persons in financial need of securing a Braille writer. Braille writers can be extremely expensive, generally costing a minimum of $800. We have found over the years that many persons who have lost their sight and are not in position to attend school or secure a job are unable to develop appropriate Braille skills for personal use at home. This program will work to support individuals with documented vision loss who would not be able to afford to purchase a new Braille writer. The North Carolina Friends has received a commitment from an authorized Braille writer repair specialist to bring donated equipment up to code and will only charge for parts. Donated Braille writers will therefore be rehabilitated and made available to individuals at an amount not to exceed the cost of the parts to repair the device. If you have a Braille writer sitting around your home or on a shelf in the office, or abandoned in a storage unit, and you would like to see it serving a person who is blind on a regular basis, please contact James B. at 919-740-2398. He will arrange to secure the device and it will be put to good use. We are hopeful that this program will empower many Braille users across our state to further their ability to live independently by being able to read and write in their own medium. So North Carolina, South Carolina Beep Ball, for several years, baseball players across the states have been working to bring the game back to prominence. Beep Ball has not gone away, but we do not feature as many teams as we once did. Additionally, the teams that we do have are much in need of players and volunteers. The sport of beep ball is incredible. It can be played by men and women and is best played when in relatively sound physical condition. If you would like to see the sport during a practice, or if you would like to learn to play the game, please contact Derek Lloyd. Jeff Tucker has some raffle tickets to benefit the Carolina Bowling Alliance. The tickets have three prizes: a one-year membership to Sam's Club, a Talking Man's watch, and a handmade quilt. They're $1 each, and the drawing will be at the dance in Greensboro on November the 4th. During the CBA tournament. Jeff also has CBA t-shirts for $15 each. They are available in all sizes. He has two designs, the 20th anniversary CBA t-shirts, which we have in stock, and our regular shirt designs and colors, which we have some of in stock and can order others once we have a total of 12 items in the order. He also has a new item, luggage tags. These are much nicer than the ones we have had before. They're larger and sturdier, and they're $2.50 each. See Jeff if you are interested in any of these items. The Be My Eyes app will be available beginning Thursday, October the 8th, for Android users as well as iOS system users. You'll be able to download it from the Google Play Store at that time. Well, it's time for Top Tech Tidbits. And in the past, if you hear any item that you might be interested in, or you've heard other items that I've previously spoken to you about today, you can give us a call at 919-832-5138. I'll repeat that later. And if any of these items strike your fancy, you would like an email address or you would like a website, just give us a call and we'll pass on the information to you. Okay, first off, you'll hear a roundtable with three pioneers in the adaptive technology industry, Deanne Blasey, Jim Fruchterman, and Ted Hinter, in Eyes on Success, episode 31740. Visit Hadley's instructional video pages to find the all-new Adding Control Center items. You can now purchase the archive of Jonathan Mosen's 8-hour course on podcasting for $60. The September 2017 release of JAWS 18, the current working version, offers support for Microsoft Edge, anticipatory support for the next version of Firefox, and a host of fixes. The Access Technology team of the National Federation of the Blind reviewed the improving Braille support in the Amazon Fire product line. This very useful page is devoted to how-to tutorials and best practices documents for both using Microsoft Office for Windows, if you are using adaptive technology, and how to create accessible documents. AppleViz clues us in as to the new, the good, and the bad for voiceover users in macOS 10.13. APH invites you to practice your math in a flash with a new APH action for Google Home and asks for suggestions of other Alexa or home skills you might want them to create. There you go. And here's a handy page with the title, Getting Started with Website Accessibility. HumanWare offers some training videos for the Romeo and Juliet line of embossers. Romeo Juliet complete video tutorial at that site. And finally, the Blind Bargains QCast is back with episode number 115. All right, again, that number to call is 919-832-5138. If any of these items interest you, give us a call, and we will give you the email address or the website to go to. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities invites you to our awards annual banquet, for which the theme is Disability Advocates, the Best Kind of Superheroes. The banquet will be held Thursday, October the 5th, 11:30 to 2 p.m., McKimmon Center for Extension and Continuing Education, 1101 Gorman Street, Raleigh, 27606. The Wake Federation of the Blind will meet on Saturday, October the 14th. Call Miriam Dixon at 919-602-8715 for further information on the meeting and the location. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities will hold their regular meeting on Thursday, October the 19th from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building. Contact James B. at 919-740-2398 for more information. The Raleigh-Wick Chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, which is located at 2110 Noble Road. Contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activities. There will be a deaf-blind coffee chat held on the first Saturday of each month at Deja Brew Coffee House. That's located at 5001 Falls of Neuse Road in Raleigh, and the event will be from 1 to 4 p.m., and everybody is welcome. So save this date. Fall in love with TRRS, the 2017 New Visions Gala, benefiting the Triangle Radio Reading Service, will be held on Friday, October the 27th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Renaissance Hotel North Hills. That's at 4100 Main Street, and it's in North Hills in Raleigh. Tickets are $100 per person, tables of eight, $800. There will be a cocktail hour preceding dinner. New Visions Showcase, a silent auction, and program sponsorship opportunities. Watch for further information. Time now for recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang. And this time we only have one, but it sure is a biggie. So here we go. It's pecan cheesecake pie. Your ingredients. For the cheesecake layer, you want a refrigerated pie crust, a package of cream cheese, 8 ounces will do, a quarter cup of sugar, and one egg. For the pecan layer, you want 2/3 cup of dark corn syrup. You want 2 eggs, 2/3 of a cup of sugar, 1.5 tablespoons of butter melted down, 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1 cup of pecans. So, spray a 9-inch pie plate with a non-stick baking spray. Press the pie crust into the pie plate and crimp the edges. Set that aside. Don't bake it. Beat the cream cheese and the sugar until it's creamy. Add the egg and beat again. Spread in the bottom of the unbaked pie crust. Whisk together the dark corn syrup, egg, sugar, butter, and the vanilla. Stir in the pecans. Now gently spoon that mixture over the cheesecake layer. Cover the edges of the pie crust with strips of foil so it doesn't burn. Bake at 350 degrees for 50 minutes. Remove from the oven and let it cool 2 to 3 hours. It will be puffy when it comes out, but it will sink as it cools. Refrigerate until chilled all the way through and then cut into 12 slices. And the other part of that is another cheesecake, pecan streusel pumpkin cheesecake. Your ingredients, toasted pecans. You want a cup of finely chopped pecans, 1 tablespoon of light brown sugar, loosely packed, and a tablespoon of salted butter and melted down. For the crust, you want 2 cups of graham cracker crumbs, 3 tablespoons of sugar, and 1/2 cup of salted butter melted. For the filling, you want 24 ounces of cream cheese at room temperature, 1 cup of sugar, 3 tablespoons of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of pumpkin puree, 1/2 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1/8 teaspoon of cloves, and 4 large eggs at room temperature. And the little topping, the streusel, you need 2/3 cup of all-purpose flour, 2/3 cup of light brown sugar, packed. You want 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. You want 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg, a pinch of cloves, and 5 tablespoons of salted butter melted down. Here we go with the directions. Toast the pecans. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. line a cookie sheet with parchment paper or a silicone baking mat. Combine the melted butter, the pecans, the brown sugar in a medium-sized bowl and toss to coat everything. Spread the pecans evenly onto the cookie sheet and bake for 5 to 7 minutes or until toasted. Set the pecans aside to cool. Change the oven temperature to 325 degrees. Grease a 9x13 pan. Combine the crust ingredients in a small bowl. Press the mixture into the bottom of the prepared pan. Bake that crust for 10 minutes and then set it aside to cool. Reduce the oven temperature to 300 degrees. In a large bowl, blend the cream cheese, the sugar, and the flour on low speed until well completely combined and smooth. Be sure to use a low speed to reduce the amount of air added to the batter, which can cause cracks. Scrape down the sides of the bowl, add the pumpkin puree, vanilla extract, and the spices, and mix on low speed until it's well combined. Add the eggs one at a time, mixing slowly to combine. Scrape down the sides of the bowl again as needed to make sure everything is well combined. Pour the batter into the pan with the crust and spread evenly. Bake that cheesecake for 35 to 40 minutes. While that cheesecake is baking, make the streusel. Combine all the ingredients for the streusel in a medium bowl, then add the pecans. Mix until crumbly and well combined. Turn off the oven. Leave the cheesecake in the oven with the door closed for 10 minutes. Remove the cheesecake from the oven. And now by this point, the top of the cheesecake should be more firm so it can hold the topping. Sprinkle that pecan streusel over the top. Place the cheesecake back in the oven with the oven door closed for another 15 minutes. Crack the door of the oven with the cheesecake inside for 15 minutes. This slow cooling process helps prevent the cheesecake from cracking. Put the cheesecake in the fridge to cool completely, and that's going to take 3 to 4 hours. Then cut that cheesecake into slices and serve. So there you have it. Some really good cheesecake. The Outlaw season schedule now has been posted for 2017 and 2018. I'll go ahead and read that all off for you. And if you need to hear some more of it or get clarification, give us a call, 919-832-5138. The season kickoff meeting is August the 17th at Buffalo North, 7 to 9 p.m. The Gate City Classic Tournament is August 26th at the Triad Lanes in Greensboro. We'll depart the J.C.'s Park at 6:45 a.m. The Sunshine Invitational Tournament, August 31st, September the 4th in Daytona Beach, Florida, leaves the J.C. Park at 7:30 a.m. and returns Monday, 8 p.m. League Bowling is September the 8th, the 15th, and the 29th. The NCCB and the NFB of North Carolina State Conventions is September the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. League Bowling, October 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. The CBA Tournament and Shootout, November 3, 4, 5, Triad Lanes in Greensboro. Excuse me, League Bowling again, November 10th and the 17th. There's no transportation November the 10th, which is Veterans Day. The ABBA Mid-Year Meeting, November 14, 15, and 16 in Las Vegas, Nevada. League Bowling, December 1, 8, and 15. The ABBA Mail-O-Graphic, December the 8th. Outlaw Christmas Dinner, December the 9th. League Bowling, January 5, 12, 19, and 26. League Bowling, February 2, 9, and 23. The CBA Mail-O-Graphic, February 9. The Sweetheart Invitational Tournament, February 17th, and that's in Durham. League Bowling on March 2, 9, and 23. The Charles E. Roan Invitational Tournament, March 17 in Winston-Salem. Good Friday, no bowl. That's on March 30th. League Bowling, April 16, 13, 20, and 27. SBBA Tournament, April 6, 7, and 8, and that's in Durham. The Outlaw Invitational, May 5th, Buffalo Lanes North. And League Bowling, May the 11th, and that's the last night of the season. The ABBA National Tournament, May 27th through June 1, Las Vegas, Nevada. The CBA Summer Meeting, June 9, Greensboro. The Brighter Path Invitational, June 16th in Winston-Salem. The Benson Gospel Sing. Some are invited to participate here, June 22, 23, 24. And the Outlaw Picnic, July 14. So for more information on these and other items of interest, please check out www.RaleighOutlaws.org, www.CBABowlers.com, and www.ABBA1951.org. You've been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. Be sure to listen the next time. Hope you've enjoyed it. I am Walter Powell, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long now. Until the next time, if you have any comments or questions, please call us, 919-832-5138.